Hey, this is Jake in Virginia, and I was just listening to the Doughboys, the Return of the Snack Log over on the Patreon there, and both boys jokingly referred to their P.O. box as the P.U. box with any attribution to you guys, and I'd just like to know if you think that was kind of a deliberate act of malice to old Mike and J.F., or if it was just some sort of honest mistake caused by not listening to your show often enough. Anyway, thanks for the show. Love you guys.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to YKS. Mike, hello. How are you doing? It's good to see you again, my friend.
It's so nice to see you again, Jesse. I feel like I haven't seen you in 1 million years. I seriously feel like it's been that long. Just saw you a couple of hours ago.
I seriously feel like it's been 1, maybe 2 million years since I've laid eyes on you. And yep. What a sight you are, my man. I mean, am I crazy or have you kind of like, damn, like
filled out a little bit? I filled out.
Oh, yes. Dude.
Yeah, I got it going on. I think I'm so hot now.
You do.
Since
yeah.
You saw me.
You
came up to me and I was like, I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, I mean, it was so weird when I saw you. I said, hey, you know, you're so hot. You're really hot. I would love to be with you forever. I kind of said to you. And then I was like, well, I got to go. I have to go meet my friend Mike. And you said, wait, you know,
Jesse, it's me.
And right there, I shitted right there. I put a poop all the way through my fucking jeans.
Just me.
Yeah, just because that's splat. such a surprise to me to hear that from you. But you know, I shouldn't be surprised anymore. The way things are going, I mean, first of all, it's 2021, so everything is like, I mean,
everything's crazy.
You've been out there. You know what it's like out there. You know what it's like out there, huh?
It's like fucking Mad Max out there, dude.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of, did you see the Mad Max? They're selling all of the cars and trucks from Fury Road. Did you see this? You can go buy these things.
Saw that. That's cute, huh?
What'd you cop? Yeah, you probably got the Nissan Altima from the lot. I guess they maybe use an Altima to drive somebody back around to the craft service table would be, and you bought it.
It's from Mad Max.
$65,000 US.
Still matters. Still cool.
Still a part of history. Bunch of like paint on the inside from where they were spraying there, because they still spray their faces in those cars too, you know.
Yeah. It is like fucking Mad Max out there. Do you see these guys?
It actually is, yeah.
See these guys at like school board meetings and stuff?
Yeah, I don't like those guys. I don't like those guys. Hey, you know what? If you're one of those guys, don't listen to the show. Turn off.
The gauntlet has been thrown down.
Our advertiser's stepping in. Now hang on just a minute. No, you know.
It is like all these guys in like
yeah.
Nondescript American flag t-shirts.
That is
off-duty security guards, off-duty policemen.
Yeah, in their minds, they're cool. A part of Eagle Force or something, and they've got a bunch of, yeah, like bandanas.
That's
a motherfucking or whatever.
American Eagle.
Yeah.
That's American Eagle, motherfucker.
I'll tell you what, I did like it a lot better when, you know, there was a time not that long ago where we were sort of saying, hey, maybe all those weird prepper guys were actually right about everything being, you know, the precipice of disaster. I think the truth is that actually we'll just limp on in this injured state for hundreds of years. I think that's actually, I don't think it'll go to shit overnight. I think it'll just get worse and worse.
You are giving people far too much credit if you think it's going to happen instantaneously like that. It's just, we're going to, I mean, poison ourselves to death or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but I liked it better when I was like, oh, maybe those guys are right that you should have a lot of water in your house. You should have the big bucket of freeze-dried nachos in there. You should have, and I actually do think it would be cool to have solar panels on the house that you can store your own energy and like run the bathwater real hot if you want to, even if you're off the grid. I actually do think that's cool. So as I get older, I'm going to think about digging a big hole in a field somewhere and learning to live in the hole or something. But,
can't you get one of those things that they dig into the ground and... What is that, like a geothermal? Can you do that over there?
Probably not here, yeah. No. But geothermal is extremely tight. That's like a really cool way of doing things. But
we got to fucking get a compound going, bro.
This is the fantasy. If you're listening right now, you're probably a lot like us. Don't have a lot going on. Do you fantasize about building a compound with all your friends and family out in the middle? And not weird religious buy the same shoes as me. Obviously, I would like to have input on the kind of shoes you bought, but it's not, we don't have to buy the exact same shoes, right? I mean, it's not.
Like, look, these are the Kyrie SpongeBobs. They're all decked out and laying in bed. And
the Jesse cult could be kind of cool. Could be kind of cool.
You know?
Everybody wearing fucking Magic jerseys.
It's obviously it's not Kool-Aid. It's Mio water enhancer with energy. It's
sour Gatorade.
It's sour Gatorade. Yeah,
it's sour Gatorade.
But I think that would be. Look, I see the appeal. I see the appeal now of doing that. Would I ever do it? No. But I do see the appeal of becoming like Survivor Man, right? And then
too
just
much work.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And look, the internet's not good.
If you already have a compound with fiber internet,
yes,
invite us out. I mean, invite us to live there with you and your family.
I know, 100%, 100%. But I need the duplex upload download. I can't have the office. I just can't. I'm sorry. It's hell.
I'm uploading WAV files every week, and I mean, it takes like an hour or something. Yeah. I can't do it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just crack the cyanide pill in my tooth if you're going to put me on regular cable internet. Okay, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, we got everything. We got ATVs. We got big buckets of freeze-dried corn. We have everything you ever want.
Livestock. Yeah, we got the whole thing out here. Only problem is
DSL. Everything's DSL or satellite because it's so remote.
Now, sometimes you will have to dial up and connect, and it'll take a while because the signal's got to go to space and bounce off, and then so you don't know. And then if I want to get on the computer you're on the computer, yeah.
I will live in the city that is slowly crumbling around me. No, thank you.
But I liked it better when the guys just stayed out in their little compounds. Now they're coming into the city, right? And they've got zip ties, and they're basically looking for people to zip tie. And I don't want to be. I'll tell you what, I don't want to be zip tied. Okay.
The funny shit is, it's not even like guys coming in from out of the fucking woods or whatever. It's like actual sheriff's deputies and like nurses.
Yeah.
The people we thought had a handle on it.
Yeah, it's
the whole
just,
time.
It's your neighborhood beer belly guy
who
just peeking over the fence and asking you some dumbass question you don't want to answer. But now instead he's at school board meetings making a citizen's arrest on everybody.
You believe this Nancy Pelosi?
I don't know. Bro, I don't know. I mean, no, but not for the same reason you don't just know. And I have to. Sorry, I'm going. My garage door is closing as I walk in. You know,
I mean, that did happen to me one time when I was at the I put my kid in the Boy Scouts, you know.
Yeah.
And some guy came up to me, started talking to me about Jade Helm.
Right.
Started talking to me about Alex Jones. And I was like, bro.
Yeah, I can't.
This is not where I want to be right now. I would like to leave.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah. And that was it. And your son never learned to tie a knot. He never learned to push the car down, the little car, the box of car down the thing. He, you know, so he doesn't have any of these life skills.
Missed out on whatever the wood car was. What?
The big wood car. Hey, thanks so much to the Boy Scouts for all that you do.
The wood car. I got my wood car badge, Pop. You proud of me?
I'm so proud. Son, I'm so proud of you for doing the wood car. That was good. That was really good.
Putting his shitty wood car next to my shitty wood car in the display case. And she's a beaut. She's a beaut.
That's what it's all about, Mike. And also, don't look up Boy Scouts on Wikipedia or anything either. Don't look into what they've got going on. So let's get to this, Mike. Let's get to the big stories of the day. I know you wanted to ask me about my big viral post. Yes, it was viral. I went viral. I had a big viral
Did you go viral?
Yes. I had the big viral post. Yes. Everyone said, look at this guy playing Madden. This MF is so crazy. Yeah. You know, this MF-er, this stupid MF-er, you know, all this. I mean, basically all this crazy.
You just go viral and these people just fucking hate you immediately.
People hate my guts.
That's the trade-off. You see the number go up, but somebody's Googling your address as you're looking at the number like, maybe this ain't so bad.
Yeah. Good trade-off.
Somebody's at your wife's work. Oh, okay. look how many, it's got 100 likes.
Yeah, thanks to our friends at FanDuel for the credit. Thanks to our friends at House of Highlights for the credit. I really appreciated that where you said, You basically said, I don't think you said source. I think you just put the username and then did /TW. And I think you got to read between the lines that that is my username on Twitter. Didn't provide the link, which is, I mean, totally fine, obviously. But you were able to download the video, which is cool. Sometimes it's hard to grab the videos from Twitter, but
they don't make it easy, folks.
It's dope that you guys figured it out. I guess once you have 27 million followers, you sort of figure out how to rip down videos from other people's usernames.
Yeah, so that's it's dope. Like nothing to do.
Yeah, that's cool. I think I was.
Meanwhile, I can't fucking save an image on my phone from Google Images. It's highlighting the whole fucking thing. I don't want to highlight it. I've never wanted to highlight an image.
Yeah.
And then see the little tooltip come up. It says copy. Yeah, I want to copy the whole page. That's something I want to do. Get your head out of your ass.
I'm trying to steal this content. Don't you? There should be a steal the content button and then just get on with my life. It's fucking
unreal
ridiculous.
That I have to use a third party tool to steal an image.
Yeah.
What are we doing in this country?
Yeah. Third party. I need two more parties in my life, probably. You also wanted to ask me about Curb, how I'm liking Curb Your Enthusiasm. I just started watching Curb. You wanted to ask me about that.
Are you doing a rewatch? Or are you watching?
I've never seen any of it before. Beginning? Yeah, wow. This is my first entry into the series of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You're
going
to love it.
I'm really liking it. I'll say nobody told me that it looked like it was shot on like a phone.
It was a long time ago, I think.
Yeah, but they had normal cameras back then. Why did it look like that?
I don't know.
If you go back and watch other shows, like if you go back and watch Oz, does it look like that? Is there like a guy walking around the prison showers and he's got like the little shaky camera? Is that what all the shit looks like on HBO in 1999? It's so weird. It takes me out of it a little bit. It looks like a YouTube video, you know, but it's
I'm going to have to go back and watch it again. I don't remember that.
It's very, very funny. The show is extremely funny. I mean, there's some, you know, some stuff. Now, stuff you couldn't do today, obviously. There's some stuff you couldn't do today. Like I was watching an episode and Larry goes, wow, I sure hope they'll never do 9/11 or like they'll never do 9/11. It's like, oh, boy, that didn't age well.
Yep.
Jeez. You can tell this was pre 9/11 when he said that. You can tell, you know.
when was this filmed?
But the show is really funny. Have you seen all of Curb? Have you seen like one through, I don't know, 10 or whatever, how many seasons it is?
I've seen a lot of it, but I don't know if I've seen every single one.
Okay, so there's some of it you haven't seen, so you are not the super fan you were made out to be.
Okay. Wow. Now I got this automated downloading stuff taken care of. I'm downloading Bar Rescue episodes in 1080p and they are, I mean, they're massive, just eating up my storage space.
They're huge.
I don't have the time to watch all of these Bar Rescues. I put them on, you know, and I'll just watch it. And I'll be like, by like the second or third one, I'm like, okay, I fucking get it, dude. But there's like 10 or 11 seasons of it. And I'm like,
there's a lot.
Who's sitting here like watching this? Bust open the books and break down the book. Like I'm fucking, I'm good on that, bro. For a while.
Raising my paw over here. who's watching this trash? I've seen a lot of the trash.
The boss just doesn't care. That's what his problem is, John. Yelling at the fucking TV like it's a football game. His heart's not in it, John.
I gotta go in there before they eat that food. that looks dangerous. Funny. I have to run in there.
That shit's so fucking funny because every episode, he's like, I got the two strongest people I know, the most people knowledgeable about the restaurant business. He's been in the restaurant business 17 years. And he's like, I'm sending him in undercover. And then they go in for like 4 minutes and he's like, I've seen enough of this. I'm getting out. And it's like, why would you even go in the fucking van? Why would you sit there? Just go in the fucking restaurant. They already know. They have cameras everywhere and camera guys. They know you're sitting outside. You're not fooling anyone.
Because part of it is that the guys have to go in there and order the chicken wing. And as soon as they take a bite, they have to go.
Yeah. Oh, I'll just. This is a running back for the Titans. I'll just have. I'll have one of everything on the menu. Oh, I wonder who this guy's with. Come on.
Oh my god, I can't let them eat those nachos. They're gonna get somebody sick. And then they slow-mo on the guy taking one bite of the nacho and he goes, this is the most disgusting thing I've ever had in my fucking life. I wish I was dead.
I like the ones where they're like, how's that drink Tommy, and he's like, it's too strong. This drink is too strong. They've what are never, you doing there? It's a bar. Go home.
They have never by accident gotten an okay drink. Like, no one's ever said, you know what? Actually, the atmosphere is kind of whack, but the drink is fine. And it's like $4. So it's really, it's like actually fine for what it is. I mean, it's pretty basic, but.
You're a piece of shit. Fuck you. Fucking coming in and just air holing the bar on. This place looks like shit.
A lot of times they do look like shit. But we gotta, I gotta get, Mike, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I gotta go. I gotta go do some stuff. I wanna try to go see a movie, okay? I wanna try to go out and see a movie before all the crowds get there and they ruin it with all their laughing and clapping and stuff like that. So,
I don't have anything to do all day. Wide open.
Okay. Well, let's do an update. Okay. Well, it's pretty soon, actually. So, can I do the update on the old Kickstarter maybe and then we'll just get a move on here?
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, remember fuck COVID toilet paper? Remember this? Imagine there's no toilet paper. This was from the time period. This is episode 186. 186. Wow. So that's probably 18 plus 14 off the motherfucking top of my head. I got to say that's about 32 episodes ago. So you figure half a year, you figure this is about the time everyone was saying, I want my Charmin. I want my Angel Soft. I want my Quilted Northern. I want my
Bounty.
No!
I want my ass with paper towels. What? What?
What do you wipe your ass with? Oh, we don't have any toilet paper sponsorship, so let it rip.
Viva paper towels.
Viva paper. Wow. Actually. Okay,
I don't let Bounty in my house. I'm sorry for lying. I don't let Bounty in my house. I wipe my ass with only Viva paper towels.
Those are actually those are softer, right? You find those are softer than the sort of the scratchy, like the Brawny, for instance.
I mean, Jay, if we're being real, it's the king of paper towels. It's it's unbeatable. They're soft. They have the it's a great tearaway experience. I've never ripped off a Viva paper towel.
Yeah.
And been like, oh, I ripped off too much, or I ripped off some of the other one. I'm going to have to leave it on there. Or should I rip the rest of it off?
Should I rip the rest?
Yeah. Never been a situation where that's happened with Viva paper towels.
The other day I went to go grab a paper towel and I get the select a size because, you know, we got kids. Sometimes you got small messes. Sometimes you got big messes. I wanted the half size, not the full size sheet. And I went to go rip it and I pulled off the full size sheet I didn't even realize I did this at the time, but in retrospect, I realized that in my head, I was saying to myself, oh yeah, maybe I should go for the full size this time. Cause you know, maybe it's like, you know, maybe I don't know. Maybe
stupidest internal dialogue.
Oh, that's cool. I actually wanted that one.
I love how they do that for you. You choose any size you want.
Fuck COVID toilet paper. This was toilet paper. Gang, and it says a toilet paper to express your anger against COVID because, well, so first of all, what is this? Well, it's the worst looking toilet paper that you've ever seen at any like office building or mall or anything where you would get the cheapest toilet paper you can get because the design of the COVID like molecule, is that what it is?
Been a while. I don't know whether it's a molecule or whether it's a nucleus. Yeah. I don't know what the hell the goddamn thing is.
I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you what it is, but whatever it is, it's the wrong color. It's blue. Normally you see it as some other color, like pink. I think it's probably pink if you get it under a microscope. But that's your prick.
But it just looks bad, JF. It doesn't look like someone sneezed all over it or something.
Yeah, that's your freaking prick.
No, it's actually yours.
That's actually your breath.
It's actually your prick. Did you say it's my pick and you meant to say prick? Is that what you said?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Somebody sneezed on your dick. But yeah, you can see through the paper to the other side. You can see the design like on three different layers of the TP. So you know it's not good TP. You know it hurts your booty hole. And the fact that it has COVID on there doesn't actually make it any better to wipe your ass with, I find.
Fucking piece of shit COVID. Wiping your fucking ass all angry. Fucking goddamn son of a bitch. Take my fucking parents with you, you fucking bastard. Ripping your asshole up.
Your finger going through the fucking toilet paper and touching your shit.
I want to go to the fucking movies, you fucking piece of shit.
Oh, that reminds me. I want to go to the movies. So Let's get a move on here. It says, look, you don't want to put COVID in your butt? That's fine. We have found other purposes for our TP. You can kick it. You can use it to measure social distancing. You can give it to people that are recovering from COVID so they too can get back at the cursed virus. So here's a guy in the hospital with COVID-19. He's not on a ventilator yet. He's not rolled over onto his belly, but he is accepting the COVID. No one's wearing a mask. He is accepting the COVID toilet paper with a smile, and the kid is there as well.
That's cool. So stupid to put on your thing.
Yeah, that's totally psychotic. They also do hang the toilet paper in the wrong way. They hang it where you have to put, it's like the cut is like up, so you have to roll it the wrong direction. It's
upside down.
It's underhanded. Yeah, so they fucked that up as well. So fuck up after fuck up here. But I will say, they did get their money when we talked about it 32 weeks ago. It had $2,163. It ended with $3,139. 133 backers brought it to life at $10 a pop. One roll of toilet paper for $10. If you do the math on this, you ain't coming out ahead. Okay. You might as well get yourself a regular roll of toilet paper and, of course, some freaking horse paste from the freaking store and shove that down your gullet. Okay.
Scott in the comments says, I can't wait to put this TP in the office and wait for the reactions. Funniest guy in the office. Funniest guy in the office.
Yeah.
Okay. Who did it?
Walking out of the bathroom in the office with my pants around my ankles and the shit squishing between my ass cheeks.
Come here and look at this.
my wet dick dripping on my fucking shoes. We do have a final update here from Rocket Smiles, the company, March 10th, 2021. And I had to hit him with the Google Translate on this. But I was blown away with what the final update says, Mike, and I'll read it for you here. It says, for all the support expressed for our crazy idea, JF wanted to personally thank.
Oh, my God.
JF? What?
The guy's name is JF.
That's my fucking name. What the fuck?
Isn't that crazy when you see somebody with the same name as you? It's like.
Yeah.
Well, like, I thought Aaron was me.
Yeah, right. We should be best friends. But it says that, hey, it's going to be on Amazon soon, so you can go on Amazon and buy it. Now, I'm searching on Amazon right now for fuck COVID toilet paper. I'm not getting it. I'll tell you what I am getting, though. Let's see. We've got, where's the fucking toilet paper? Color away pandemic chaos. Stress relieving and relaxing coloring pages. Okay. Then you've got, This is a wooden Christmas ornament that says 2020 full of shit, but no toilet paper. Let's see. You got here. Fuck off, Rona. I'm coloring. That's another adult coloring book. Here we go.
There's one that says, it's a coffee mug and it says, pastors like you are harder to find than toilet paper during a pandemic. Let's get that one for the pastor in your life, gang.
The pastor who likes COVID humor, I guess. Okay. Kiss My Mask, MASSK, coloring book. So there's a lot of good jokes for coloring books to do if you ever want that. But I don't see the toilet paper on here, so I don't know what you're supposed to. I don't know what you're supposed to do if you want this stuff. Seems like the moment is past for fuck COVID toilet paper. I guess I'm back on my bounty shit. Sucks. So. Anyways, JF wanted to personally thank. So there's the update on the old Kickstarter gang, and we've got six more coming up. But first, a word from our sponsors. By today's episode of YKS, sponsored by Honey. Now, you don't have to live in the 100-acre wood to enjoy these deals, okay? I'm talking about it. Don't matter if you live in... I mean, I was sitting down with my kid earlier. I was showing her the map. I was saying, now, point to where you think we live on this map. Wrong. Wrong. How do you not know where we live? Just point.
Yeah.
You know, but
no IQ whatsoever.
But at the end of the day, there's a lot of places on this map to live in this crazy world we call the US of A. And Honey is here for all of the customers across.
And Honey can help you get there.
That's right, Mike. Look, we all shop online and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. Sometimes I feel like a bull. Sometimes I feel like the bull, and I'm tired of the bull. And I feel like it's waving a little red because I think they hate the color red.
They can't stand it.
Okay. Yeah.
They can't stand it.
Hey,
that's actually a myth. About some guy's gonna write.
Yeah.
It. We don't care.
We don't care, and neither does Honey. Okay, because
we spread misinformation on this show. What we do, it's our bread and butter.
Hey, and Honey, thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. If you wanted to search for coupon codes manually these days, you'd have to get in a time machine from one of the public domain stories about time travel that I could easily reference at a moment's notice.
Well, there's one called The Time Machine.
I think that one's old enough.
Just right there. You could say that one.
Okay. Honey,
you'd have to get in some kind of time machine from the 1800s if such a thing existed.
Listen, Honey is the free browser extension that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Okay, Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have, I don't know, tech and gaming products. Have you ever heard of those? Or maybe popular fashion brands, even food delivery. So you don't have to get off your duff to get some food delivered to your mouth. Isn't that nice? Now,
JF, with Honey, I've saved over $15 on food deliveries today.
That's not bad at all.
That's just today.
That's just today. And tomorrow is a whole new day of more food delivery from Mike over there. Now, I'll tell you my story of Honey, okay? I maybe at one time here in the recent past hopped on to a certain website. I was buying a subscription, okay? I'll just tell you that right now. Subscriptions are the lifeblood of the industry we're in, and I like to reach out and support other small businesses, large businesses as well, with my dollars and vote with my dollars. And Honey says, actually, why don't you vote with a few less of your dollars thanks to this coupon code we just dropped in your cart? And I said, oh, Honey, that's $20. Thank you so much, Honey. You guys rock. Keep up the good work is what I said. I was talking to my computer. It's pretty late at night.
Sitting there talking to you.
My face.
That's awesome, guys. Keep up the good work.
Just my face illuminated by the glow of my computer monitor and nothing else. Just sitting here.
Yes. Awesome.
Totally nude.
Saved 9%. That's awesome.
Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite sites. Okay. When you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. What did Honey save you money on? Hey, tell me. And how much did you save? Tell me. I need to know this stuff from you guys. Reach out. There are people out here who are willing to speak to you 24 hours a day, and we're here for you at YKS and Honey. Listen, Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. Hell, that's enough to buy a damn rocket and go to outer space these days. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out on free savings. It's literally free and installs in just a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. Here's what I want you to do. Listen carefully. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/YKS. I'm serious. This is really important.
You must do this.
I'm going to tell you one more time where to go.
Fight for the future.
At joinhoney.com/YKS. The choice is yours. Also sponsoring today's show, Mike, BetterHelp. Oh, BetterHelp. You know what I'm talking about. Mike's nodding his head. You know what I'm talking about, my man. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. BetterHelp, gang. You know what time it is. What interferes with your happiness? Is something preventing you from achieving your goals?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's think about that. Let's unpack that a little bit. I love when they say let's unpack. Yeah. I mean, what are we talking about? Am I on vacation? What are you talking? I wish I was.
Be nice.
Wish I was on vacation. Sand between your toes.
What would that be?
It's. Oh, yeah, there goes the seagull. Wait, come back here with my hot dog. You know, hey.
Yeah, it sounds stressful. Sounds like a stressful vacation. Well, I'll just stay at home.
It actually is stressful. Plus, of course, you got to remember that if I'm on vacation, I'm probably in a place where gambling has been legalized. I'm probably in hock to the casino for tens of thousands of dollars by this point. So, you know, I'm stressed out and I would love to pick up the phone and call my friends over at BetterHelp. Here's what BetterHelp will do for you. They're going to assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can connect in a safe and private online environment. It's so convenient. Wow, way more convenient than the back room at a casino with a light bulb dangling over the table back and forth, you know, and there's a bunch of strong guys around me in every corner.
BetterHelp will not loan you money.
That's a crucial difference. Stop asking, by the way. Stop asking. Don't read this. Stop asking us personally to loan you money. You can start communicating in under 24 hours, and folks, the duct tape over your mouth will not be there in this case, okay? It's not self-help. It's professional counseling, and you can send a message to your counselor any time of day. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, or hell, sometimes these guys are showing up at your front door with a baseball bat just checking in. Hey, you know I'm kidding.
You got a nice home here, Mr. Ferrar. You got a nice home here. Be a shame if something happened to it. Be a real shame.
I'm on the phone.
I'm on the phone with a licensed professional counselor, and I'm not sitting in an uncomfortable waiting room, okay? Plus, they're committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and financial aid is available. And these days, for a guy like me, that is music to my ears. I can tell you that much right now. I need to save every penny I can, okay? It's available for clients worldwide. There's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many areas. Licensed professional counselors who are specialized in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, all of the things you could possibly have going on in your life. It doesn't say here the ponies didn't
doesn't
come in.
Gambling. Yeah, it doesn't say gambling, that stress, or anything like that, but I'm sure they could help you out with it.
They probably could. Anything you share is confidential. It's convenient, professional, affordable. Check out the testimonials posted daily on their site. It's not a crisis line, so maybe for me, it sounds like this maybe would not actually work. Else, yeah. Okay. In fact,
is there a relative?
Listen, I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/YKS. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp.com/YKS. Now this one's sure to win.
Six pack time.
Okay, Mike, it's time for the six pack. We've got six Kickstarters here, gang. Ultimate test of whether Dan is listening to the episode or not in the edit is that's what we just went through there. So if something weird happened, gang, Dan fell asleep at the wheel. Okay, and if you heard the Windows sound when the opening theme song was playing, that means Dan does not replace it with the file from Google Drive. He just lets it play. I accidentally had the sound. How do you make that Windows sound play? I'd like to play it again for everybody. What's a good way of getting the sound to play? You know what I'm talking about?
From my experience, it only happens when you're trying to do anything else. So maybe just try to do something and see if it...
There we go.
There you go.
Okay, Dan. This is what to listen for in the edit. Okay, so make sure we get this thing. That's a big deal there.
I will not be taking that out.
Okay. We got six Kickstarters here, gang. Mike, I'd like to do one first, if you don't mind. This one is actually near and dear to my heart. You know, I am a pet owner, so I love my doggos, and they're special little guys. But sometimes I kind of wonder, what's going on with you? What's going on with you guys? And I get on the floor and kind of say, what's up?
They are my little babies. They are my babies. That's just precious. That's precious. She's nine. And that's Mitzi. That's Precious, and that's Mitzi. They sleep in the bed with me.
looking at Precious, very obviously not nine. Very clearly, at least
17.
14.
Yeah. Looking sick, puking.
There's not even that much crust, yeah.
Leaving a big grease stain on the floor where it was laying.
Oh, boy. We do wonder sometimes what's going on with our pets, and there's honestly just no way to know until now, Mike, with this Kickstarter project.
Reading a horoscope is an integral part of the morning routine for many people. This is because it's fun to have a bit of insight into what celestial forces have in store for you this week. When thinking about your zodiac sign, it could be worth considering the astrological sign of your furry friend too. Have you ever wondered what your pet is thinking? Or made an effort to understand how he or she is feeling? Animals have a plethora of emotions, but often they cannot verbally express themselves.
Sometimes they can't, yeah, sometimes.
My Pet's Horoscope gives you an exciting experience of understanding your pet's nature, personality, and traits a bit more. It's a fun way to learn about the likings and distinctive behavior of your animal friend and how to provide for them.
What is my pet liking 2021?
And beneficial information. What's so exciting about this unique and groundbreaking site is its capability to reveal the strange as well as interesting facts about your pet's zodiac sign.
Yep.
Using our updated technology. My Pet's Horoscope is solely focused on pets. Dogs, cats, fish, reptiles, horses, even your rabbit.
So,
works on any pet.
That's so good. I think maybe if you were a fish owner, you were thinking, well, this sounds great, but it's not for me.
There's no way I can know my fish's horoscope.
You were so wrong. You were so right. Actually, that's big. That's big Pisces energy to think that you were wrong about your pet. whatever. So how does it work? Well, you need the approximate date of birth of your pet, which I don't have and don't care about. Could not
no
possibly
one would
guess.
Ever know that?
Yeah. I don't know when my pet was born. No one knows. Pets just are around. They just exist.
They're just there one day.
They're just there.
You have to fucking
deal
with them shitting on the couch at 3 o'clock in the morning for no reason, even though they have a litter box not 6 feet away from them.
I see you're looking off camera at someone. Yeah. You gotta have two vacuum cleaners in the house to make sure there's enough vacuuming going on to pick up their hair that just comes off, I guess, just whenever it wants. Just, do you even have any hair left? How do you have hair left? Because it's on the fucking floor all the time. So I don't get.
Yeah, let me give you a pet real quick because you're being so cute. Well, that was a fucking mistake because now I need to deep clean my fucking whole house, and don't bother. Wiping your feet after you get out of the litter box. Just
seriously.
Track that all around the kitchen if you could, please.
In fact, why don't you just jump as fast as you can out of the litter box and hopefully the turd will come with you for some reason? What the hell are you doing in there? What do they do? I don't get it. Anyways, but don't you want to ask him a question like, how are you feeling today? Or where do you see yourself in 5 years? Of course, dead, hopefully, would be the answer. Well, now you can because you got the mypetshoroscope.com. Actually, we need to go to this website and see if it's working right now.
I put my cat in the laundry basket the other day because it was cute and she just laid in there. And I was like, well, that's all it takes to.
Yeah.
So I don't think that anything that you could possibly learn from my cat's brain would be of value, I would say. I mean, you're a loser.
What's the input? What's the input going to be? I need food or leave me alone or what? I'll just do that. I'll just give you more food and leave you alone. That's the agreement that we all came to. It's fine. We don't. What else could you want? Do you have a movie to get to sometime soon? Like what? There's nothing that the pet can say, you know? If my pet is happy, sad, or hungry, I think I can pretty much. Actually, if they're sad, I don't care. I can't fix that.
Yeah.
I can't make you feel a certain way. You're in charge of your emotions. You have to take charge of your own life, okay? But if you're hungry, dinner will be soon. The same time it is every day. You'll be eating, let's see here, the same thing you eat every day. So
it's a bunch of wet food. Awesome. same thing that was on the menu yesterday.
Oh, God. So I don't know what to tell you about this stuff. If you need more info, it looks like there's a WordPress site that they just started setting up. So definitely check that out. Looks like it's the same video we just watched. What's interesting about this, I thought maybe you could just get like a planner for the horoscope, but it seems like you actually need a subscription. Is that normal? Do you normally get a subscription to Zodiac style stuff? Is that what people are doing?
That's how it is these days, man. It's all subscriptions.
Man, that's how they get you. I'd never sign up for a subscription. $10 for 1 week. Not even $10 a month.
Mm-mm.
A week to know what your dog is thinking?
Hell no.
That seems like a lot. Or for $1,500, you can meet the creator of My Pet's Horoscope for lunch and discuss your ideas and similar projects. It includes Continental USA airfare to Orlando, Florida, and lunch as well. So a free sandwich thrown in here. How much can you pay never to meet anyone who thinks about their pet's horoscope? That's the tier I'm backing at. And so far, Mike, I think I'm winning because it's $1 pledge to $72,500, one backer. 21 days to go on My Pet's Horoscope. And actually, while we're on the topic of pets, Mike, I think you've got a pet related project you want to share with everybody right now as well.
That's right, JF. I got one called The Original Dream Strap. Just kidding. This one's called Nice Dogs Telling Jokes. It's an animated comedy series about two friend dogs telling jokes and commenting on odd news.
Now, this video is so funny that I do want to give people a chance to pause and wrap their arms.
Pause. I love that.
And that's part of the fun. Their
paws.
Yeah, are there
flipper.
Flipper.
What other animal stuff?
animals. Okay. Not sure. But yeah, you're going to enjoy this video. Also, you're going to have to try really hard to understand the video, but it just makes it all the more worthwhile when you finally get one of the gags. Let's check it out.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our
No.
Show, everybody.
No.
My friend Chi. Hey, Chi, have you heard today an owner surrenders his pet cougar?
I just want to be clear. This is not Mike doing this, by the way. This is actually something real. Okay.
Is that old Hogan?
It's not. No, it's not Hogan. It's distinct from Hogan in a few key ways. There's two dogs here, so there you go. I think the dogs' name are P and Chi. And I think P is the pug and Chi is the chihuahua.
Would almost make sense.
It would be funny if they were switched, though. that's a part of my packet.
They kept in his New York apartment. No way, P. Way. The neighbors got suspicious when the kitty cat cougar couldn't fit into an elevator anymore, and two of the neighbors' dogs went missing.
Okay, did you understand what that said?
I didn't understand the setup, and I barely understood the punch, but I assume that they said the neighbors were upset when they couldn't fit in the elevator anymore. And then they, what did they say?
Cause it was like a cougar, right? It was like
run it back.
Yeah. I don't. Okay.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our show. Welcome to our show, everybody. My name is P and this is my friend Chi. Hey Chi, have you heard today an owner surrenders his pet cougar they kept in his New York apartment?
Okay.
No way, P. Way. The neighbors got suspicious when the kitty cat cougar couldn't fit into an elevator anymore, and two of the neighbor's dogs went missing.
Okay, so
the New York guy to surrender his pet cougar.
Yes, no way, yes way. Well, because they saw that it couldn't fit in the elevator anymore, and a bunch of dogs went missing. It was eating the dogs. Okay, and that that must have been really upsetting for the dogs to read that happened.
Have you heard cows have been spotted in the back of a car in Wisconsin and McDonald's drive-thru lane? No way. In defense, the owner said he really likes the coffee from McDonald's, but he loves the milk directly from his cow's titty.
Okay, so there was a cow in a car in a drive-thru, and he likes the McDonald's coffee, but he likes the milk from his cow's titty. That's why the cow was in the car.
As a child, I spent my free time practicing and performing music in front of crowds and in theater rehearsals. By combining my passion for comedy and video editing...
Big side.
I've been able to produce a two-episode pilot of the animated comedy short show, Nice Dogs Telling Jokes. With your help, I would like to be able to produce 100 episodes of the Nice Dogs Telling Jokes show and share it with the world on YouTube. Nothing stopping you. Just put it on YouTube.
Just put it on YouTube.
What do you want? You want $100,000?
To do that. Yeah, $1,000 per episode. That's cool, though. It looks like he's already been working on comedy shorts. I didn't know he was in your closet.
What?
Howdy later. That's our show, everybody. Play later. Howdy dowdy do. Gobbly dobbly goo. And thank you.
That was episode one. You ready for episode two, bro? We're binging this shit.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our show. Welcome to our show, everybody. My name is Frenchie. Hey, AP. Have you heard today on the news a kitten survived a 230-mile trip in an engine compartment of a car?
No way.
When they pulled him out, he was mesmerized.
He was what?
I'm not sure. It sounds like a pun on mesmerized, but what would it be? It sounded like jesmerized, but that's not anything, is it?
Subtitles would help, but just don't do
it. No. Okay, I'm going to see if I can catch the punchline again.
Engine compartment of a car.
No way.
When they pulled him out, he was jesmerized.
Hey, Chief.
It definitely says jesmerized, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it. I don't know what that means.
Jesmerized. Not mez, but jesmerized. Jez. I don't know. I'm not sure I get that one.
Don't know.
Have you heard? A walrus is to get a floating couch after sinking boats. No way.
And now the setup I actually missed on this one.
A walrus got a floating couch. What?
Okay, hang on. Here we go.
Have you heard? A walrus is to get a floating couch after sinking boats.
Have you ever heard a walrus is to get a...
What?
I'm not sure.
No way. Way. After floating a little bit, he's going to go to his friends and say, what do you think? Should we go next for this cruise ship?
Okay. The walrus has the... Well, he's going to go...
I'm pulling the fucking ripcord on this one, bro. I'm getting out of here.
Smell you later. That's our show, everybody. Well, smell you later. Howdy, dowdy, do. Gobbly, dobbly, goo.
Okay, howdy, dowdy, do.
He's trying to do a catchphrase.
Yeah.
Howdy, dowdy, do. Howdy, do, howdy, do, do. What did he fucking say?
Hang on, I want to hear it again. I want to see if I can catch the walrus joke one more. Just seriously, I just want to see if we can get this, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Chi, have you heard? A walrus is to get a floating couch after sinking boats.
Is to get a floating couch.
No way. After floating a little bit, he's going to go to his friends and say, what do you think? Should we go next for this cruise ship?
Oh!
Smell you later. That's our show, everybody.
Okay.
Smell you later. Howdy, dowdy, do. Gobbly, dobbly, goo. And thank you.
I got it. I got it.
A walrus is to get a floating couch after
Because
sinking some boats.
The walrus was attacking the boats. They said, well, we got to get this guy. He likes to float. Let's get him a couch. So he's floating on the couch. And then what they're guessing, it hasn't happened yet, so technically liable. They're guessing that the walrus might next decide to attack a cruise ship and see what he can get out of it then. See what you're going to give him then. Probably a whole island.
I fucking love it.
I would rather watch this than Ted Lasso.
Yeah, that's true.
$1 pledge of $100,000, one backer, 53 days to go. That's nice dog. Nice dogs telling jokes. So check that one out. Now moving on from pets, Mike, it's hard to do sometimes. Sometimes I leave in the morning on my way to work and my pets are like, no, don't leave, you know? And, sorry, where do you think all this kibble comes from? Where I got to go make the money, you know?
Oh no!
Oh, you're in dog mode.
I'm in dog mode. Howdy, 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 howdy.
Howdy, dowdy, do. Gobbly, dobbly, goo.
Oh, there it was.
How about this one? How about use Prove It Now to capture the truth? The free smartphone app that allows users to take photos, videos, or audio that can't be altered without detection. We want to stop the fake. Okay, your unprotected media can easily be hacked or modified. Protect yourself with Prove It Now. I mean, these days with all these deep fakes and lies and edited photos and AI manipulated video, I mean, yeah. How do you even know? How do you even know what's a real message from Mark Zuckerberg and what's not? You know, it's tough. It's tough.
It's tough out there.
It's really hard. Plus, big tech is out. They've got censorship now, or they've got whatever they've got. Who cares? but what is Prove It Now? It's a free app, okay? And you can capture media within the app, and it stays in the app, and it can be viewed or played in the app only. You can unlock it using tokens, which you can purchase in the app. So then you can share the unlocked media just like standard media. So it's like a proprietary app that videos and pictures live inside, and the app is guaranteeing that it hasn't been fucked with, However, you can unlock it by paying them money and then fuck with it as much as you want and send it everywhere else. So I'm not 100% clear on the technology, but maybe the video will elucidate.
Oh, hell yeah.
This is good. I like this so far.
Ooh.
Creatures of the night.
Huh? Whoa!
Whoa, what the fuck?
Dog is biting that guy.
Okay. So the use case there was you get bitten by a dog and someone says it's deepfaked and you say, no, you have to check it out. Yeah. It's certified media.
Check this out. Dog fucked my wrist all up.
You lying. Ain't no dog bit your wrist. You lying.
No. Nope.
I got it right fucking here, motherfucker.
Prove it now technology. It's right here. So then you can take out your phone and scan the QR code it generates and then you can go look at it on their website.
All right. I owe you an apology.
I owe you $10,000 for medical bills. Who uses it? Well, insurance companies use it to prevent fraud and law enforcement agencies to document evidence. So you know this stuff is going to stay in the right hands, gang. Here's a picture of a house that's been totally flooded up to the windows. Well, that might be difficult to prove that it actually happened. There's no way to know whether your house actually flooded all the way up to the windows or not. But now you can use Prove It Now to show, actually, yeah, this did happen. Here's a picture of a guy in an Uber, and he looks scary. He's turning around and looking at you. Well, now with Prove It Now, you can show that he's a guy. I don't know what you can do with it. But here's one. Busting urban legends, and there's a picture of Bigfoot walking. So you can do this. You can use this to
finally get some proof.
Is this what we needed to prove Bigfoot is real or not real? Just an app? You got to be mad if you're Bigfoot. Finally getting taken down after all these years and it's a freaking app. Yeah. They proved I was real or not real. I'm not sure what Bigfoot wants.
I was sweating when they took that footage of me walking like a... I was fucking sweating, dude. But it was like a husband and wife. So I was like, well, maybe people will just say they're lying. But now they got these fucking tokens and shit.
Yeah.
Nowhere for me to hide.
I mean, and Bigfoot knows 5 tokens may cost you $4.99, but there's a great deal on 50 tokens right now. It's only $29.99 for 50 tokens. You can unlock certified media captures using Prove It Now with those tokens. And it goes right into the digital media bank. The chain of custody for unlock certified media remains intact. So that's pretty freaking insanely cool. And I'm looking at a picture of 3 old white guys that look like they're cops. And I assume these are the guys. They don't say their names or what they do. These are presumably the guys responsible for this stupid ass app.
The image keeper team. So, I mean, this thing runs on what, Android? Is it iOS also? I mean, there's no way this is secure, right? Somebody's going to get this app and they're going to crack in like 2 seconds or whatever the fuck.
If anyone cared to do that.
It's just crap. Yeah. The fucking junk that 3 old white guys, ex-law enforcement, came up with to be like, how can we make money with all of our experience? And they fucking came up with an app.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thanks for your input. this is really, really dumb. But they're definitely cops, right? Though these guys, the mustache, these guys are cops.
Got a cop look to them.
Yeah, these guys look like freaking cops. But then again, these pictures have not been validated inside the certified media
chain. They could be anybody.
They could be anybody. These mustaches could be fake. These guys may not be cops at all, Mike. So I don't know what to believe anymore. For $50, you can get the Own My Truth deal. That's 200 tokens. That works out to be 25 cents a token. That's their best deal. Already 4 people have backed at that level. Don't know how you could possibly do that. $382 pledge of $3,500.
Can I just say I love when my camera just decides to turn me green for no reason?
Yeah.
Can I just say that I love that?
Yeah.
I love really when cool. I'm just chilling and then I look over at my camera and it's like entirely blue for some reason.
Yeah.
The fucking camera just decided to do that.
Yeah.
That rocks.
Yeah. Maybe you're like David Bander. You're the,
who is that?
That's use Prove It Now to capture the truth. Oh boy. Mike, what do you got next? I bet it's the Dreamster app you referenced before.
Ooh. JF, you're right, actually. I don't know how you how the fuck you did that, but this is actually called the original Dream Strap, the ultimate travel
snap
accessory. You knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming.
This is a pocket-sized travel sleep accessory that prevents your head from falling forward when you fall asleep sitting up. I think we had like a pillow type thing that you were supposed to use on an airplane one time, but this is like a strap that goes around your head, huh?
Well, so what we did recently, the one that is at, it straps your knees together.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
So similar concept, but this one, they show you being in a car for the most part. I think there is an airport. Let's watch the video.
Introducing the original Dream Strap, the only sleep accessory you'll ever need. We are here to introduce you to your new favorite way to sleep while traveling.
So she's strapping her head.
That's so funny. To the headrest of the car.
We identified one of the biggest problems travelers face along their journeys, the dreaded sleeping head bob. We were tired of arriving at our destinations exhausted and...
Look at this shit. It's everyone in the car, but the driver has these other three people in the car with their heads strapped.
Fucking sleeping.
That prevents your head from falling.
If you drove past someone where all of the passengers had their heads strapped to the seat.
Or a bus.
I mean, you're calling 911, right? What the fuck is going on?
It's a fucking guy driving around with three dead bodies in his car. Check it out.
We spent years traveling the globe making sure the drink...
That's insane. Universally. And it's just, by the way, it's just like a bandana, too. It's just like an elastic. It's not anything.
Yeah, it's a big strap.
It's not Velcro. It's not buckles. It's nothing. It's just a wrap for your... head, which, I mean, I'm used to raps for my head. I'm thinking Eminem. I'm thinking Logic. I'm thinking Beastie Boys. Logic. I mean, the guys who really make you think about freaking.
Those are the rappers you thought of. Those
my favorite rappers, yeah.
This has raised $8,559 Canadian dollars, JF. So it's passed its goal of the
I was wrong.
This conversion, the $10,000 goal.
I was wrong. Wow, Canadian dollar not looking so good, huh, Dan? You jealous, bro?
Shut up, dude.
Bro.
Top comment here from Kay Sharif says, also good for impromptu kidnappings. When scrolling down, I saw the picture and thought someone wanted funding for a film or documentary. Then I saw a product design and thought, that's in my wheelhouse. It looks good, so let's see how it goes.
They responded to him.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. That is too funny. Obviously faking it.
Thanks.
Also,
yeah, thanks.
Don't use it for that. Smiley face.
legally, we have to disclose. Don't kidnap people using our...
that's a good joke, but... it's not for kidnapping. We are not in the kidnapping business.
No. Say no to kidnapping, gang. Say yes to keeping your head up, I guess, on the plane and everybody freaking out because of the way that you look. You could have this on the plane, Mike. You could have your little mask on, and you can have this covering your eyes, and then you can have the neck pillow as well, and then you can just glue yourself into the fucking chair. I'm really glued. And that's how you can get from...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, $20 for this. $20 for this. No thanks. No thanks, but...
I'm in the fucking airplane seat.
Yeah.
Oh boy, I am so glued. I'm so glued.
Okay,
sir. Some guy in a fucking American flag shirt is at the front. I want to talk to the pilot. I want to talk to the pilot. This is Nazi Germany.
Oh boy, I'm trying to relax.
Fucking relax here.
I'm trying to relax in the world's smallest seat with my ass glued to a diaper, and you're up there talking about freedom. Come on, man, just take the shot, just take the jab. Daydreamer accessories, thank you so much. This is unfortunately, I have to admit, this is not dope. This is not the dope product of the week.
Yeah.
29 backers, 27 days to go. Sorry. Sometimes my inner Jed Clampett just wants to come out and go talk for say hello to everyone. Sorry about that. That's the
this
original.
This one didn't
Dream
make their YKS hot list.
Yeah.
This week.
Tune back in. We'll be doing the very first YKS hot. What would that even fucking? What I can't imagine having to come up with another segment on our show. Another segment, bro. We've already got.
I was reading something last night. You know how these trending topics are on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one that was like, I mean, every once in a while you'll see like a YouTuber Squiggly Man is celebrating his birthday.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is that, dude?
Yeah.
But I saw one last night. I was like,
that guy's a pedophile, by the way.
Kelly Cuoco and husband split up after three. I'm like, who the fuck is Kelly Cuoco? I'm like, naked shitting. now I gotta find out who this broad is, huh?
Okay. Well, she's an actor. She's on Big Bang Theory.
I know that now.
I know.
Who the fuck cares?
Yeah. The next one I got for you, Mike, is called Las Vegas Feature Film. Now, I know how you think I'm spelling Las Vegas, and I'll just say you're fucking wrong. You make me feel really angry when you guess the wrong way to spell loss. Yeah. It's actually L-O-S-S. And actually, search for that on Google for some funny-ass memes.
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
It's fucking infuriating to be.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anyone else's posts. I just want to see mine.
Yeah,
because you can fucking post something and totally betray my trust and confidence, and
that's
then
right.
They would be over.
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just want to see my own stuff, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to post something someday that hopefully you like.
I'd love to post something that you approve of. Like,
check this out. Check out these. I think these are screen tests for Las Vegas.
Hello, we're making an amazing, funny, action-packed movie in downtown Las Vegas. The movie is called Las Vegas and was written and will be directed by Iori Tendepi, produced by Mukul Musi,
okay.
And Wukrfinik, Justice Williams, and Miroslav Melama.
All the stars are here.
Will be starring actor Jerry Reed, known for Quantum Entanglement, Junkie Warrior, and many more. Jerry will be playing the role of Mitch, a guy who falls in love with a beautiful girl, Sarah, who betrays him and steals his ruthless boss, Finchie's money, leaving him in a lot of trouble. The role of Sarah would be played by Shiloh Taylor, a beautiful and talented actress, and model the best for this role. Kenneth Best plays the role of Finch the boss.
Oh, you know this guy is good.
Back and punish severely anyone who double-crossed him. Kenneth is known for films like The Solicitors, Foresight, and many more.
He's an old cowboy in this and looks like he just got killed. Yeah. Yeah, that looks good. Oh, wow, and there's some ladies walking by.
Fiore plays the role of Ben's best friend Stan, who too betrays him. Roman stars in many movies, one of them Jagim Tandaram, currently playing on Netflix. The role.
What?
Whoa!
What the fuck was that?
Jagim Tandaram.
Whoa! Jagim Tandaram.
Look, here's the story, okay? The story is an action comedy thriller about Mitch, a member of a criminal gang of podcasters who steal other people's ideas and use them on their own, much better, more successful show. This is some dumbass crime movie that looks like.
It looks like you want to talk about a movie that looks like you shot or whatever.
Yeah.
This looks like exactly. I mean, it's a fan film or whatever.
It's fan film level. Yeah.
I showed it to you, but I was watching that. I ran across that Amityville Moon or something. The latest installment in the Amityville horror franchise. And it looks like dog shit. It looks like it's total ass.
It's really weird. It's really weird that there are these films that are not. It's like. What's the one? Is it the Indiana Jones fan film that like is like a cult classic? Is that the one I'm thinking of, where it's like these kids put it together and then everybody's like, wow, they did such an incredible job. It took them a long time to do. We really respect them for this, obviously amateur, but still really passionate effort. And then there's also like shitty B movies that you like that are like, well, this is clearly not top tier Hollywood stuff, but there's something charming about the sort of the bootstraps, you know, vision of this one person who just had barely enough money to scrape this together. And it's funny, it's self-aware, whatever. And then there's this stuff that's like, I don't think they, do they know? Do they get what's going on?
It must be so cost prohibitive to make your film look decent. What is it? A film filter or something? Something on it.
There's some kind of thing you can do.
And it must cost like thousands of dollars to make it not look.
Look,
like crap.
Frank D'Angelo shoots in 8K and and still he'll have like a plastic table from Walmart to be like the dinner table at the Don's restaurant or whatever. So there's like something else.
We need to watch another one of his.
We really do.
Movies.
Unfortunately, six of them are exactly the same movie over and over again. So it's really hard to remember which one you've even watched. But
I love when somebody in the movie says something to him and then there's like a lot of pause and then he says his line and it's like,
yeah,
you talking to me, an old wise guy like that?
hot, it's good.
So stupid.
Las Vegas, LOSS. This is really fun. This looks like a hoot. The reason, you know, I want this on here is because this could be another thing we get our name in the credits for. $48 if they make this movie, we could get our name in the fucking credits. So I'm putting this on the back burner for us to come back and check on. We get a digital copy and our name in the fucking credits. I think it would be pretty fucking special to see us up there in the bright lights.
Gotta build that IMDb up, you know?
That's what I'm saying. This is one we really need to think about. I don't think we're gonna get cheaper credits than $48. That's pretty good. So look for this in theaters near you. Speaking of which, I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to the damn movies. $5,800 pledged to $59,000. Four backers, 24 days to go. That is my last one, Mike. So it's really up to you as to whether or not I'm going to catch these previews or not. So take it away.
I hope you get to see that MasterCard ad or the Coca-Cola ad. I really do. I got to get you out of here. Who would win, JF, is a debating game of hilarious characters in improbable contests. Who would win? Remember arguing with your buddies about which superhero would win in a fight? I sure do. Mm-hmm. This game is about selecting two characters at random and arguing about them in a random contest that isn't just fighting, but there's plenty of fighting. And it isn't just superheroes, but there are plenty of superheroes. Mm-hmm. Who would win is the consummate debating game. The rights reverted to me, so I'm upgrading it for the Guerrilla Games 2nd edition.
So that means, so in 2009, this game was originally published. It had 100 characters and 100 events that made for about 1 million combinations. People loved it. Another publisher offered to license it so I could get into Barnes & Noble. So this was in bookstores. They did a fine job with it, he says, and sold it for years. I'm grateful to them. Recently, the rights reverted to me, and I'm upgrading it. So he put 10 possibilities on each card to have 50 cards represent 500 possibilities, also known as a cost-saving measure. In the business. Couple that with using both the front and backs of the cards, and you're now packing several orders of magnitude more into half the space.
That's awesome.
So Board Game Geek gave it a 6.2, it says here, which is that high enough of a score to be promoting as something that's good? That seems like a low score, because it's out of 10, right? I mean, 6.2 out of 10 seems
60%,
like you...
60%, that's an F?
That's an F. Yeah. I think, Mike, I don't think it's pretty. You wouldn't take that on to mom, okay? Yeah. Plus, at the winner
mommy,
level.
Mommy, hang this on the fridge. Get that out, slapping it. Get that out of here.
Mike, bro, are you tearing up? Does that take you back to your.
I made this little wooden car. Shut the hell up.
We've got a real car. What would we need this for?
This is crap.
Each backer at the winner level, $20, can send one copy to their local school for only $10. Wow. Imagine being the school and getting this game. Just going, okay, we need like books and computers. Here's a review. I think this is of the original game, but you get the idea. Check this out.
And now, it's time for another Dice Tower review.
This is such a great old video style as well.
Love that high-pitched noise in the beginning. That's great.
Oh, actually, did you turn your fucking refrigerator off?
Of Guerrilla Games, who made Battle Stations and Lifeboat, comes another game, a small game, that simply asks the question, who will win? I like that. A good idea.
I like that.
This is a party game. It's a game that involves a little bit of debate, a lot of bit of creativity, and quite a bit of zaniness. Look at the cards.
The game comes with two decks of cards, a deck of people and a deck of competitions. Mm-hmm. These people are all sorts of people, and so when it's your turn in the game, you simply draw a character. So, for example, here, I have the character.
Ooh, boy, she's hot.
And you pick your opponent, and that's picked by the person who sits next to you.
Here we go. Who's she going to take on? Cat fight.
Who's she versing? So
yeah.
And you give them their character. Barbie versus
Godzilla. Oh. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I'm taking Godzilla. Easy, right?
Combat, customer service.
Oh, wait. Crap.
20 seconds then, which is used by this.
Oh, man. I thought it was going to be a freaking fight.
For 20 seconds, I have to explain why Barbie would kick Godzilla's butt when it comes to customer service. Then my opponent has 20 seconds to explain why Godzilla would crush Barbie when it comes to customer service. And then I would have a 5-second rebuttal to explain why my opponent's argument about Godzilla was so very wrong. Everybody then simultaneously points their fingers, to the person they think won the argument.
So, does that sound good? Does that sound good? Do you want to do that?
I mean, that sounds really great.
Let's take a look at some of the other cards here.
Who would win is the original party debating game. You and your opponent each get any one of
them. Okay, here we go. One of a kind. Susan B. Anthony, Coco Chanel, Bernie Sanders, Anne Frank. Pauly Shore is on here. Richard Garfield. Don't know who that is. R2-D2. Okay. And
carefully selected from fact and fiction.
Maybe they're going in on writing name in snow. Okay. Bernie Sanders. I'll take Bernie Sanders writing name in snow. Who did you want out of that group we saw a second ago for writing name in snow?
I will take Godzilla.
Okay. All right. Well, so I guess I'll go first. Well, Bernie will probably write his name in snow using his piss stream. He's probably going to be pissing a lot into the snow and writing Bernie, but he just turned 80 years old. God bless him. He's getting up there in age. So I bet he probably doesn't have the pressure he once did. So it's probably going to get the
he's
B.
He's going to have to push on that gooch a little bit to get that last couple drops out.
Maybe in cursive he can get to the BE, but other than that, I don't have a lot of confidence. And Bernie's a long name too. So that's, I don't know. What do you, Godzilla, take it away. It's your turn.
Godzilla would blast this motherfucker with his piss string. He'd just shoot the fucking whole shit out of the fucking. It's getting really in. God, it's not even a freaking contest.
I agree. Godzilla would probably win, but, you know, at the same time, Bernie's cool and he helped a lot of people out. So, you know, who won that debate? You know, I don't know. I like to think that we all had a good time listening to it.
Yeah. Oh, Godzilla didn't help anyone when he destroyed Mothra. I get, just kidding. Not letting you have it.
Godzilla maybe just wins everyone, actually, now that you're kind of...
Yeah. I mean, he's huge.
Yeah, he's really big. How about this one? Darth Vader versus William Shakespeare in hurdles. Well, if they're plot hurdles, I think William Shakespeare will have no trouble jumping over them with ease. I guess Darth Vader could use the Force, so...
We got to find something to do, gang. I mean, that's the end of it. We just have to find something to do. The Industrial Revolution came along, fucked everyone up.
Yeah.
Now we have just nothing but time on our hands to do this shit. Yeah. Myself included. I mean, it's a huge waste of time. We just have to do something else. It's crazy.
Yeah, but still pretty fun. And, you know, at the same time, you know, $20, it ain't bad. There's definitely worse ways to spend a sawbuck, so... who would win? This guy's been, I guess, living off the proceeds from this game for 10 plus years.
Well, he's a fucking, like, a perpetual board game inventor guy.
Yeah, that's right. Well, 15 created Kickstarters. That may be the biggest number we've ever seen. And 84 backed may also be the biggest number we've ever seen on Kickstarter. I don't know that we've seen.
You gotta get a real gig going here, bud. This is not it.
Come on, man. This is as legit as what we're doing. Coming up with
I know. That's what's so sad about it.
And we need a real gig, too. I saw the other day Google has this certificates program. I was thinking maybe get some certificates from Google and maybe...
What is there, right? I mean, you got to go work for fucking Google or you got to go work for Amazon.
Yeah. Might as well get in jobs now.
Yeah. Going to be available soon, so...
Yeah. Something to look forward to. Anyway, gang, that was Who Would Win by Jeff. Thanks, Jeff, for all of your input. Mike, we got time for one more thing, not including the previews, of course. I guess I fucking lost those. It's time for That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-259-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail, it's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram.
That's where you come in, Mike. This is where we hear from our lovely listeners. Mickey writes in, "What's up, pimps? I've particularly enjoyed the Jesse Wants to Be More Australian arc of YKS and Go Off Kings. As a citizen of beautiful Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, I figured I would give you guys a bit of an educational exercise and also straight up steal one of your ideas below. Hey, I guess it's a popular thing to do these days, so go ahead, Mickey. Below are six sentences, and you have to guess if it's real or fake. I'll put the answer key at the very bottom of the email, so no cheating, you little scamps. Okay, Mike, do you want to read these to me in your best Australian accent, and then I'll tell you if I think they're real or fake? I did not look.
Yeah, I do. Let's see. Warnie just bowled him for a duck. Warnie just bowled him for a duck. You got to figure out if it's okay, real or fake.
Did you want to do your accent? Or?
Warnie just bowled him for a dick.
That is good. That is good. Okay.
Hey, go ahead and sit on the keyboard if you want. That's no problem at all. It's fucking cat.
Are you talking to me?
The cat was like scratching at the door and whining, so I let her in here.
Joe Pesci, are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Warnie just bowled him for a duck.
Okay. I'm going to say.
Is that real?
No, I think that's fake. I don't think that makes any sense. Okay. Do you got the answer key pulled up?
I don't.
Well, it's in the email, so it should be something you could do easily, not a problem.
I have to look at the keyboard, so let me move this cat.
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah. Legit. No cat. Let's move the cat.
All right, here we go. Let me just see here. Warnie was a spin bowler, and that's cricket, JF, who was considered a bit of a hound dog. A duck means zero runs, so that one's real.
Fuck! Okay. Let me with the next one.
Mel Gibson's done a blunger.
Oh, okay.
Mel Gibson.
I know what this is. Mel Gibson is Australian, I think. Yeah. Done a blunger, probably. He did something like racist. So, and I think he did. So I think that one's real.
This is fake. They just made that up. Okay. Number three. Me old man flogged the banger till the wombats came home.
All right.
My old man flogged the banger.
No, 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 no. Banger doesn't make sense. You wouldn't say banger. You'd say something else. You'd say blunger, I think, honestly, is what you would say. So that doesn't make any sense to me. That's fake. Wombats, not a real animal.
The cat is left. Just wanted to come in and sit on the keyboard for 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Just really wanted to come in, just scratching at the door to come in and sit on the keyboard for 2 seconds.
And you let the cat in. Leave. You let the cat in. You did this. It's your part of this.
That one's fake, JF. My old man flogged the banger.
All right. I'm on the board.
Hey, mate, did I tell you I pulled a root last name? Aye, mate. Did I tell you I pulled a root last name?
Pulled a root.
I don't know what that means.
I've heard of rooting me Sheila, but I don't know if
I don't think you can say that.
Okay, we'll bleep that out, Dan. I don't think you can say that.
Did I tell you I pulled a root?
I think that's, I don't think last name. I don't know. Maybe last night.
I don't know what that is.
Pulled a root. I think that's real. That would be, you got laid. You had sexual intercourse.
Oh, that'd be great, huh? Real. Rooted means fucked. This sentence is usually used by the more crass among us, which is to say about 97% of the population.
Yep. That's you guys. Okay. I'm doing well. So that's two and two. So we got two more left, Mike.
Okay. Number five. My grade 7 teacher was a real wadzo. My grade 7 teacher. They do that over there. They say grade 7
they do,
instead
yeah.
of 7th grade. No, that's, no real clue why.
Wadzo. Watto, I've heard of. I've heard of Watto, and I know that that's actually, you can't say Watto. Don't depict Watto, really, anyway. It's not good to do. I searched Sheila Root, and that's actually a person's name. So that she has a web store. I think grade 7 teacher, real wadzo. I think that is fake. Wadzo, I think, is not. That doesn't fit the Australian pattern.
Ooh, that's real. I mean, that's fake. But what you said was real, but the answer was fake. So it's fake.
Did I get it right or wrong?
You got it. I can't remember what you said.
Okay.
Number 6. ScoMo is a complete fuckwit and responsible for the resurgence of COVID-19. ScoMo. That's Scott Morrison. That's a guy they got over there. That's their president.
Okay. Here's what I would say. That one is fake because you wouldn't say that. What you would say is ScoMo carked it. That's what you would say.
So, yep. That was also... Wait, that was real, actually. Real. ScoMo is a complete fuckwit, is what he says.
Okay. Well, he carked it too. I think I'm ready to move. I'm ready to move to Australia.
We have some plane tickets. Let's
Here
go.
We go. Let's go. Let's go. We need to build a compound in Australia, right? Get the little.
I don't think that they have good internet over there, so I'm not.
Koalas. Koalas. I'm good. I'm in. Koalas. I gotta get to my fucking movie.
What if Kickstarter don't suck? Motherfuckers.